Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. We got Rafael Conquista. So we were just talking about Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. He was doing the confirmation today, and I was listening to senators and all their bullshit about measles and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, "Look, you know, measles was not a big, it's like, you do believe it's like, you know, it kills people." And it's like, yeah, but the numbers don't, you know, validate, you know, the vaccination program. So that's pretty much where he was at. We know that this thing is going to unravel for Big Pharma. They're desperate to keep him out of there. What are your thoughts?
Did they end up confirming him, or are they still in process?
I think it's still in process. I haven't seen anything yet, but I think it's pretty much he's going to be the new MAHA, Make America Healthier Again. So
yeah, no, that's great. I appreciate him and all his work. It's incredible, and his book on Fauci, just you know, all the criminal stuff. So I mean, I hope he just rolls in and just takes control of that thing, like tosses it out the window. Well, we know that the measles, like, I'm sure he couldn't say this, although, you know, you or I might, that the measles shot three times in the patent says it causes measles. Hey guys, let's
and
talk
what
about
he was saying. He was saying that like forget where it was. I think it was, Pacific Islands. They started. Doing the MMR vaccination program on children, and they had started having children die. You know, they never had children die during those ages, and they got measles and died because their immune systems were compromised because they got the MMR. So that's one of the things I think that he was trying to bring out. Hey, and he said, he's like, I never told anybody over there, so they're trying to like pin him with the fact that they got rid of the measles program, and then children started dying because they weren't getting vaccinated. God, what a shit show they got going on with those congressmen.
It is. You know, I was thinking, I knew intuitively you were going to bring this subject up, because I was thinking, so, cause I'm just like, I think probably way outside the box. And one of the thoughts I had was, all right, so let's say we take this position and we say, man, we're for all the vaccines with one caveat. We want to make sure we want factual evidence that y'all took them. You all took all the 87, what is it, 67 now shots between zero and 18. We just want to make sure, Fauci. We just want to make sure, Newsom. We just want to make sure, you clown show. We want to just make, we want to support you. We want to make sure that you got them all. That would be hilarious.
That would be, but you know, of course they're not going to do that because they know it's dangerous. Yeah. So, but they'll continue to push it, and they'll bring up these fake scientists that say, yeah, if you don't do it, you're going to die, blah, 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 blah. Now they did. Right. I posted about this. Now his running mate, she's a billionaire. She was going to be his vice president if he had been elected. And she's basically coming out and saying, all you congressmen and senators, that if you want to vote not to, you know, put RFK Jr. into this position, that's fine. But we're going to come after you, and we're going to make sure that you get voted out. So, and she's got lots of money to back that up. And she says she's got lots of people that will promote that. And from both sides, Democrats and Republicans. She said it's not anything about party. It's about the health of American people that RFK Jr. is trying to help bring about. And then, of course, we have Big Pharma that's paying off these senators and so forth to basically attack him. And I think at some point we may find that out. And if that gets discovered, which I can't imagine it not being discovered at some point, that we're going to really turn against a lot of those people that are in Congress that are coming after our health. We got the cigarette companies. The cigarette companies basically were found to be promoting and throughout in movies. They would pay the movie companies, you know, X amount of money if a high end star, you know, smoked in the screen. Yeah, they get more money if it was a high end star vice just an average star.
Have you noticed that, like, in all the movies when there's high end stars, that it doesn't have to be like the cigarette, but it could be a lookalike, like an image or a lookalike food product, and they're showing it on the show, and it's not really like Burger King, or it's not, you know, the cigarette thing, but it's a lookalike. Huge. Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there, but.
No. Yeah. That's good. It's, you know, reaffirms, you know, what we're talking about. Of course, you know, we saw, you know, most doctors smoke Camel cigarettes, and, you know, we've seen all that. We know all that stuff now. But back then, I mean, you go into a doctor's office and there's people smoking in there. I remember as a kid, that's the way it was. And every restaurant was like smoke filled. You couldn't go anywhere. My parents were like smokeaholic, man. It's like, that turned me off to smoking, just that alone. It was devastating to be in the car, back of the car in the winter, and they're smoking it up. And I'd try and roll down a window, and my dad would be like, roll that window up because it's cold, you know? So I was like, God. So that turned me off from smoking. I've never smoked. But now we know it's dangerous for your health, you know, at least cigarettes. Now, if you do American Tobacco, I've done, you know, sweat lodges and American ceremonies, and there's like American Tobacco in the peace pipes. No problem. But they had scientists. Now, this is where it comes in. This is why RFK is really into coming after these companies, is because they got scientists that were in the cigarette company making that stuff addicting and deadly. Yeah. And they moved over to agriculture. And they're now creating foods that basically are addicting. That's why obesity has gone off the charts in America. One of the worst countries in the world for obesity now. One of the worst countries in the world for health. Although we pay more for healthcare than any other country in the world. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. No, you're connecting all these places right back to Kennedy and this health services thing. Where, yeah, why can't we ask these questions where, for example, vaccines? And so I'm going to ask this question that it comes, that this very thing is implemented with the HHS and the NIH and all this stuff, where government is actually doing this. All right, if you want to do all these vaccines, which we completely disagree with, but that doesn't seem to be stopping anyone from doing it, then let's also implement this. A really advanced digital, it's so easy, track and tracing system, so that every shot where a parent can report an injury to their kid immediately goes into a consequential action in the HHS, where that manufacturer is now required to relate and pay for the injuries of the kid. Unbelievable. So it's really a tracking and tracing. So we get a measles shot, the kid gets injured, and instead of this unbelievable, elaborate clown show runaround that they have in place for a parent and a suffering family, it goes into immediate, like, tracking and tracing, and there's already a claim for that child with the manufacturer. It would be unbelievable. It'd shut the whole thing down. Because we know in federal court, where they were so overwhelmed in federal court with vaccine injury cases, they had to create a vaccine court. And in vaccine court, you have to, like, the burden of proof is unbelievable. And yet, Michael, with that burden of proof, I think the payouts have been just so, a lot of these cases settle, right? Like 80% of them settle and they're sealed. So nobody even knows about it. But like, the 20-25% of the cases that are never sealed, I think the payout has been somewhere near $1 trillion. It's like unreal.
Yeah, and it needs to be like, you know, $15 trillion coming up, maybe even more. So someone said I was posting all this stuff this morning. That's where I get in, and that was my focus for the day. RFK Jr. being selected, and you know, all the stuff that he's going to bring as far as, like, you know, the vaccines, Big Pharma turning off Big Pharma on social media, because that's why I can't go on a social media, because Big Pharma controls social media. So you can't speak out against Big Pharma. There's no free speech on social media when it comes to YouTube. A little bit now on Facebook, we're getting away with some stuff now. But YouTube,
over the last,
I want to see YouTube get hammered for free speech. Completely take them off. If Rumble's the only place where we have free speech, then that's the only place where we should be able to have, you know, any kind of, you know, video streaming. If YouTube is not going to allow us free speech, then take it down. Take it off. Just take it right off. Take it right off. I don't care, because I can't get in there. If you were to take my video and you had your own channel and you put this video that we're doing right now on YouTube, this video would get taken down because of the subject matter we're discussing. You'd probably get your whole channel taken down. I talk about stuff that doesn't have anything to do with Big Pharma, and people put my video up on their YouTube channels, and they, just because of my name, they get that video taken down. It's insane the amount.
Hey guys, that's what happens when you hang out with Michael.
That's right. A truther extraordinaire. So if you want to push the truth, great, but there's consequences, right? Yeah. There's massive consequences. So, I would like to see that. I would like to see Big Pharma go away from advertising, just like the big cigarette companies could no longer advertise. And then we had freedom of speech, probably. I don't even know what we were using back then, as far as like commercials and so forth. And once they went away, what the companies went with, probably like food, you know, big. All those guys that were, like, you know, doing the cigarette scientists, they went over and did big agro. We know that. Right. So there's I had this one guy today that said, we're speaking of vaccinations. We know the mRNA vaccine has a very high percentage of harm to people. Some people don't get affected by it, fortunately, but there is a very significant percentage that do, and they've been hiding that information. So once that basically is revealed, which it is slowly being revealed, then we're going to see a massive pushback, because they basically came out and they pushed something that was unsafe, knowingly.
Knowingly. And willfully.
And they got away. Okay, we're going to, like, approve this because it's safe, and if efficacy is good, and very, very few people percentage wise are affected. Lies. Yeah.
Hey, so, Michael and I did our own study for our own product. You know, that's what they do. The studies are all in-house, and all the guys from the NIH and the vaccine, the government, the NIH, the CDC, they're just a rotating door with high ranking officials from the pharmaceutical industry. They come into then they run the NIH and the CDC. Unbelievable. The room for corruption is staggering. And I wanted to point out again, I know we've talked about this many times, that the budget, the medical budget in America is like $4 trillion. It dwarfs the military budget. It's so staggering. So the room for corruption is like it's unparalleled in any other, industry on earth.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah, it is insane. But I really, you know, back to like personal responsibility. Hey, I'm excited about the possibility of Kennedy getting confirmed and then seeing what happens, but let's do it. Let's keep rolling our hands up. I noticed that a lot of people joined Hogan's Heroes, and the first letters in there, maybe a little later I can kind of show you how to get in and comment and stuff. It's probably a little confusion still, but the point is, like, let's become like Michael's army to try to accomplish things maybe at our local level with our local county health, because their boss is just the pharmaceutical, and it's been like the HHS and the NIH and CDC has been their boss. So let's get a roll up our sleeves and go to the local level and get some stuff done.
Yeah, I mean, so now we have, we're pushing back massively on, the sanctuary cities. Yeah, they're coming in, and I had Victor Avila, who's he was very prescient on, the border blowing up and the immigration being a massive problem. Even while Trump was still in office, he came on one of my shows and he was talking about it like over 4 years ago. He was saying, yep, we're going to have a massive immigration problem. And that was, everybody thought that Trump was going to be elected, but he's already seen the signs of it. And so he was on my show yesterday and he said that, a lot of these mayors, sanctuary city mayors and governors and so forth, that resist in any way federal agents from coming in and removing criminals. They're all, if they're here illegally, it's a criminal. Right. It's not like, oh, it's a family. No, they criminally came into America. So they have to leave. Now he had the idea that, maybe they could like voluntarily leave and then they could get like, you can come back sooner than everybody else because you volunteered to leave. But I thought that was a great idea. But these mayors, city councilmen that are talking all tough and governors are talking all tough, let them get in the way because he says they'll be arrested. They will be arrested. And we're probably going to get that tested soon, I believe, which he said. And I think that's going to happen. What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess I don't have to show this, but it's a Congress is now inviting. So I love this term.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. So Congress is now inviting. It's called a your order. It's like a deposition. But Congress is inviting all of these sanctuary cities mayors into House hearings. And so this is going to. I love this idea, Michael, because this is going to blow this up. We've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks, and it's specifically this. So imagine you have this power, Congress, scare me to death, where they put you on the stand under penalties of losing your liberty if you lie, and then asking you questions about your participation in federal criminal activity with these sanctuary concepts. You can't pass laws. I'll give an example in a sec, but the idea is you can't pass a sanctuary law if you're a city or a state or a county that are violating all kinds of other criminal laws that are already on the books. They're void. And so these guys that are getting invited to testify, they're getting deposed, they're in big trouble. Because basically, Michael, they're going to, as far as I can tell, they're just going to have to, on half the questions, if the questions are well-designed, they're going to have to take the fifth on half their questions so that they don't self-incriminate, because that's what's going to happen. And so basically,
that's almost like, because they're public officials, they're supposed to answer for the public. If they're in a sanctuary city and they're promoting a sanctuary city, and they come in and they're like, okay, what's going on with the sanctuary city? Why are you allowing illegal aliens there? They have to respond to that. And if they plead the fifth, that's almost like, admitting guilt, so I think that's going to be, what the people that vote these people in, if anybody votes them in, but if there's anyone voting them in and they respond that way, you would assume that the response would be pretty negative. I don't know.
All these mayors that are getting invited to this deposition or this congressional hearings, they're going to give that typical lawyer BS language talk. They're going to run around the rabbit hole as long as they can. But a good question, and then making them answer, sometimes just simply yes or no, they're going to get hung. And so I'm excited to, at that. Hopefully I'll be able to take time to watch that. I think it'll be really exciting. But I wanted to kind of umbrella that, if I can, just a sec, back over to stuff we've talked about over and over again, this lawfare, weaponized lawfare against us, we the people. For example, you know, Trump said it. He talked about they're coming after you, not me. We saw Tina Peters. We saw you went to grandma's federal trial. We saw her get convicted. So the point I want to bring out in this for everybody is that this deposition power, we have the same power. So lawyers won't do this except maybe in a civil case and stuff like that. But for you as a defendant, like Tina Peters or grandma, you don't have deposition powers in a criminal case. But if you counter complain, if you look at the federal rules, it's called mandatory. There's two types of counterclaim. One's called mandatory and the other's called permissive. Mandatory just means you counterclaim because your issues are related into that case. You counterclaim right in that case. Now, I've done this many times, so the clerks are kind of like trained by the judges not to do this. So in a criminal case where you file a mandatory counter-complaint, this is unbelievable power for you regarding things like jurisdiction or fraud or anything that they've done to you along the way. Jurisdiction is huge. Your counterclaim now is the first case that's supposed to be heard before the criminal case. And then once you have that case filed, now you have deposition powers. You can depose the guy who lied. You can depose everybody in the case about jurisdiction. So it becomes very powerful. And so this concept of depositions, that we have that power too. And I just wanted to energize people with that power that we have as the people. We can do this stuff as well. And just regarding like what we're talking about, vaccine or vaccine mandates or shutdowns and stuff, we can do that locally with our sheriffs, county health and stuff like that when we're getting involved. I'm envisioning, Michael, this like 40, 50,000 army of people that are starting to write letters, starting to make claims, starting to maybe get big checks from injuries, stuff that they never imagined they had the power and the authority to do without coming to your show, listening to what you talked about, truth tellers, because the truth sets us free. I just get stoked about that.
Yeah, that's basically, you know, the way it's got to be, you know, going forward. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're jumping in, rolling up our sleeves, and let's help make this place where we live, our land, you know, beautiful and great again. Let's not just rely on Kennedy, although, you know, I love what he's doing and stuff. We're excited about that.
Nice. And banning chemtrails. What's the proposal on that?
All right. So I think I'll share my screen on this one. I think people might want to see a couple of these important. Okay. So this is, can you see my screen? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Shasta County. So this is a local thing where, and this is also showing that the local legislative process can be very powerful. So Shasta County is hearing and working on perhaps a proposal to create a ban. This is the County Board of Supervisors. You and I can walk right into our County Board of Supervisors and go take them to lunch or whatever. But and so what they're doing is they're working with Shasta County here in California to ban this guy's amazing, this geoengineeringwatch.org, to ban chemtrails just in their county. Now, MSN then comes out and says, chemtrail ban introduced in 7 states now that Republicans have solved all the real problems. So this is really more bogus stuff. You can just read it and just almost want to vomit. where they just basically talk about chemtrails as being conspiracy theorists, blah, blah, blah. It's already been proven. It's nothing. It's a nothing burger. So as people with our sleeves rolled up, now we're going to send MSN, whoever wrote this article, we're going to send them a couple questions. We're going to invite them. Our process is going to be eventually getting them into deposition where they will have to testify that what they just did, I'm switching screens again, they just did this, knowingly and willfully falsified, concealed, covered up by any trick, scheme, device, any material fact, makes any material false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or representation. These are 8-year felonies, you guys. So this is the power of us getting involved as you know, as we the people. I want to point out that here Natural News talks about fungus spreading worldwide could cause the extinction of blueberries. So this fungus is coming from this spraying, you guys, and it's global. And we've been testing this with quantum forensics in the clinic for 20 years, 15 years, that it's fungal contaminants. And you and I have shown that it's what we're seeing as a myco, which is a fungal, a mycoplasma or a mycobacteria. Now we know from the great work of Dr. It slipped my mind, but that the Gulf War syndrome that killed 250,000 vets, they you know, went over to Iraq and just walked through that like butter. But 250,000 of those died within a decade after the war because of the vax had mycobacteria. So this is what's being sprayed. One of the things being sprayed on, here's the blueberries. It's this fungal contaminant. Tennessee was one of the states that actually banned chemtrails. And of course, the BBC and the mainstream makes them sound like a bunch of goofballs. So it's really unbelievable. It's incredibly exciting about what's going now, what's happening. And maybe a little late, I'm coming back to you now with this chemtrail thing. And so I'm like, that's what we've done in Hogan's Heroes, is we've created this first letter to the county sheriff about what they've done to investigate, what they're doing to look into this matter, what forensically, you know, they can find out what happened to a dead body 4 years ago, but they can't come out and look for bacteria infection. No, they can. The sheriff's forensics has stuff that they can find anything. So we're going to get the sheriffs involved, and we're going to use Hogan's Heroes as a community to do that.
Nice. And you're going to show everybody how to get in there?
Yeah. So the link is down below. It'll be in the show notes. And so it'll look like this when you pop that link on. And then what you'll do is you'll just jump in here where it says join. This is the free group right here. So you'll just join that. And then once you join, and it will look like this, once you've joined, it'll look the same, of course, but then you can click in here. And this is just where it's getting launched. And you can start, there's a video there for everybody. You can start commenting. We can talk to each other. We can even chat to each other. There's a Sam Lafair. There's a chat here. You can ask questions about law stuff, about cases or anything. There's a lot of information in the chat. So it's really cool. And we've got already 33 members. And so I'm stoked that it just keeps growing. And then once you're in here, you can just click on the blogs. And here's the blog, Dear Barn. So this is the first county sheriff letter. And you can just take it and copy and paste it and drop it into your word processor and then make the changes, because it's all vague, but you can make your changes for your sheriff and where you want to send it or your health department and stuff. And but the words are all done and the questions are all done for you. And it's all done. And there's just a little proof of service. And usually a proof of service is you want to have somebody else mail stuff. instead of yourself. Yeah, so that's it. It's real simple. And that's the Hogan's Heroes Club. And so it's designed really as a lawfare where we can roll up our sleeves and become offensive. And if there's people in there that are getting attacked, where we can talk about it, we can help each other, give each other some tips, not legal advice, just some help in, you know, learning how to take care of ourselves as men and women. All right. Thank you. So I'm going to come back to you. Yeah, I love Hogan because he's like, I know nothing, nothing. But he knows, he knew everything that was going on at Stalag 13. And he just acted like he knew nothing.
So we also got HHS gives Moderna $590 million.
Yeah, so they're, I guess they're rushing out there before Kennedy gets put in. So I don't think I'll share my screen on that one. But yeah, the article was, yeah, you know what? I am going to share my screen on this one. This is pretty important. Health and Human Services gives Moderna $500 million to produce mRNA bird flu vaccine as Georgia halts poultry sales due to infection. Now, you guys, during the recent Biden last year or so, now, because of this supposed bird flu hocus pocus, they've killed like over 100 million chickens in the country. And so now we're seeing, you know, like the price of chicken go up and eggs, trying to get eggs is like, have fun. The price of eggs is double. But I think one of the things I want to point out is, so this, they call this, this is weird to me, Michael, says, this award, this $590 million award is part of what they call a strategic preparedness response. And it's, they call it a, here it is, Rapid Response Partnership Vehicle, RRPV, consortium with funding from the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, as part of the HHS Administrative for Strategic Preparedness and Response, ASPR. Man, these guys wear me out with all their acronyms. It makes me, they're so dumb. But the point being is, it's not possible to have a bird flu separated from a vaccine. So all these chickens that are getting vaccinated, there's no tracking and tracing, is there? And no one's asking them any questions, are they? Not the right questions, but we're going to start asking questions to our local health authorities, because you got the local health authorities are going out to chicken ranches and all this stuff. And they're like using a PCR test on a chicken. Oh, he's infected. Kill them all. And that's how they're doing this. They're doing this racket the same as they are doing it with people, Michael. And yeah, it's so, so dangerous. But see, I just want to.
I guess we didn't learn from COVID, so we're going to repeat it until everybody's gone, or, you know, we figure it out, one or the other.
Or until, you know, we're going to be prayerful that Kennedy goes and goes, nah, we're not sending you guys any more grants. Because, you know, we talked about the vaccine industry for people is incredible. And we've talked about, like, the biological weapons manufacturing in Africa and in other places around the world, like Ukraine. And they're making ingredients for all these vaccines for animals as well, everyone. So this market is bigger than the market to try to inject us, because the consumption and the number of animals is incredible. So I mean, I'm coming back to you now, but I just thought of that marketplace, Michael, is unbelievable. You imagine all the animals and how just animals, you know, for like a chicken, for example, how many vaccines does a chicken get by the time it gets to your table in what, 8-9 months? It's incredible. So yeah, the money there is just.
So, and it's the same with the cattle lots and stuff. They vaccinate the cattle, yep, like crazy. Yep. Yeah. You gotta stay, if you can, you gotta stay with, you know, free range and vaccination, hormone safe, not hormones or anything, cattle.
Vaccine,
Yeah, otherwise, yeah. So otherwise, you're gonna get it. They're putting it in there.
And if you can, you guys that are able, start buying little chicks and raise your own chickens. Yeah. If you got a little room, it doesn't take a lot of room. I think I had chickens in my last place in, you know, like a 6x8 thing. I had 6 chickens and it was plenty. Beautiful animals. It was a lot of fun. So if you guys, you know, let's give it a try.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Very inexpensive too, you know, to buy chicken scrap or like around here, we use have a lot of vegetable scraps. They just love all that stuff. Bugs, anything. Mm-hmm. They'll eat everything.
Very nice. And give you lots of eggs. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very, very beautiful.
They just go around the yard or in the field and eat bugs and give you eggs. It's pretty good deal. So we also have this crazy amount of people dying of Ebola, 9 dead Ebola-like disease. And I just read, and you have it here, in massive new tuberculosis outbreak. We've talked about this tuberculosis for many times. So what's the story on all that?
Well, you know, my position on that, we've talked about that how many times, Michael? Maybe a dozen?
Yeah, I was about to say at least a dozen. Yeah. Dozens, maybe.
Yeah, dozens. Where it's really, I talk about it in terms of, you know, my opinion because I've researched it. One of the things, you know, my mentor said, you got to go backwards first because the science today is so corrupt. Go backwards. And what we learned was that the 1918 Spanish flu was a vaccine-induced tuberculosis outbreak. And it killed 100 million people or what? Unbelievable. And a lot of countries, like we talked about last week, Russia knows this. But, you know, back to the point. Yeah, so when they talk about, and it's important for us to watch, I think, when they talk about, 9 new cases the last 2 weeks in Africa, in a republic that's close to, guess what? A biological creation laboratory. 9 people get what's Ebola that they get an Ebola that they can't even find. But the symptoms, if you look at severe case of tuberculosis, are identical. Their eyes bleed, ears bleed, nose bleeds. You'll bleed in your lungs because of that the bacteria on a advanced tuberculosis is unbelievable. And it's my opinion, Michael, that tuberculosis has been the largest killer for all of our recorded history that we're aware of. And it would be the bioweapon of choice because as any good infectious disease doctor would say, it's very difficult to eradicate. Although they might lie to you and say, no, we just give it antibiotics, but very difficult to eradicate. So we do it naturally with nutrients right out of the store. But yeah, so now we're hearing like in Kansas and I think a couple other places where they're talking about the worst tuberculosis outbreak in American history. So that's a lie because really the 1917, 1918, 1919 Spanish flu was TB and that was the worst ever. And they just, you know, it's mostly if the media wants to talk about it, then it becomes the worst in X amount of years or the worst ever. But we are seeing a resurgence because like you and I have pointed out over and over and over again, this is a biofilm. There's like 3 billion TB carriers on Earth. So it makes it incredibly, the opportunity for it to spread is incredible with incredible rapidity. Like, you know, we could hang out together and I could give you TB if I had it.
Yeah. So now, going back to the Spanish flu, and you're right. All it was bacteria in the lungs, which is what tuberculosis is. It's not a virus. It's tuberculosis is basically bacteria, fungus, whatever, in the lungs. Most soldiers in the trenches were vaccinated against smallpox, cholera, and typhoid before they shipped out. Typhus, so it right. basically gave them tuberculosis. And there's many that say the reason why World War One ended is because everyone was dying in the trenches, not from explosions, but from the being vaccinated and having tuberculosis. And they called it, Spanish flu. It was tuberculosis. So then they come home and they spread that bacteria from their lungs to everybody else. And that's what caused the Spanish friggin' flu. We need to get to the point where we talk about this stuff correctly. And you have done, and the reason why I can talk so perfectly about this is because you've educated me and many of the audience. So thank you so much for that. Once you understand this and you understand how to treat it correctly by treating the fungus in the lungs or the bacteria in the lungs, then you basically can knock it out and no one needs to die. No one.
Right.
So this is what COVID-19 was. Same bullshit.
It's huge. What you're saying is like, we could sit here and just be silent now, like take a moment of silence with what you just said, because I think it's that incredible that this is what happened. This was a bio release in 1918, and here it is again. And those that create these vaccines, because that's where it came from then, they can do it again. And now I think, Michael, to probably a much lesser degree with these chemtrails, which is why, I kind of brought this up. For us to get involved is that they can release biofilm in a chemtrail, and I'll see it all for 10 days in my practice, or I'll see it for 10 days in, when I'm testing sick people in online. So it's incredible. And most of them, boom, as soon as they get on the nutrients in the store, they're like, oh, I got relief that night, that kind of stuff. And in the energetic dimension of things, I don't know what it is, but when we're looking at the biophotonic dimension of the body, we don't have to know what it is. We're just listening to this level of energy. We want coherence in the body. So when we look, for example, somebody's sick, we test them. We're only looking for energetic coherence. So it might seem a little scary or sketchy to people, but 100% of the time, 150% of the time, when we give the body the nutrients that it tells us it wants, the body can eradicate an infection. And pretty quick, it's just amazing. So one of the things we're seeing, Michael, is it looks like it could be TB off and on with, like what we've talked about, these aerial emissions or drone emissions, and people are calling in sick, and we're using nutrients right out of the store that are like, it could be TB. It doesn't matter. It could be pneumonia. Doesn't matter. What matters is that we have molecules in the nutrients that can eradicate it. The body can overcome this stuff. So good point, 1918. And so this model that they've created, they can just deja vu it and cookie cutter it over and over and over again. And it's platforms like this that like are incredible. Like today's show again is incredible. Your shows are incredible. Where
imagine this being on YouTube. It would be taken down while we're talking. I've been there, done that. It's insane. Absolutely insane how they were suppressing this information.
And with one show, I'm sitting here and I get feedback from people. In one show, I'm thinking already about what we're talking about. Like, we just, like, hallelujah, we just freaking changed the world with what we're talking about. Can you imagine? Like, we've talked about this in the past, for example, like they're talking about Ebola and outbreaks and where 500 million a year, like unbelievable amounts of people dying from TB in Africa. And they're talking again about 9 people dying from, their bleeding eyes from Ebola. Well, we're sad about that, even though we know it's probably TB, advanced stages of TB that they didn't treat properly. But the point being is, they can just manage all this information with complete lies. And we've showed that those are all 8-year felonies.
It's all about
just
making sure that we understand and it becomes a living part of us.
Wow. Sorry about that. I don't know where that came from. Somebody's listening and started talking on my phone.
Got activated. So, yeah. Now, how many people die every year of tuberculosis?
It's, I know, massive. You said that. Yeah, there's like 3 billion carriers. And like just in the African continent alone, I believe it's 500 million. If you go to the World Health Organization website and just type in TB, it's like 500 million. So it's just on that alone, Michael, it's like so, it's almost irreverent and sacrilegious to bring up Ebola as, oh, it's going to spread. We're so worried it's going to spread around the world and become a pandemic when 500 million Africans are dying every year from TB.
Jesus.
I know.
I remember you got pretty passionate about that one time. So I was like, I got to remember. I'm going to remember this forever. So that's and I don't think I've seen you that passionate about anything ever. But yeah, I mean, you're being very calm and cool. You're saying, hey, tuberculosis is the biggest killer in the world, and they're not even focused on that. They're focused on us getting the MMR for our children, which is killing them and causing all kinds of neurological problems for our children on a level like RFK has been saying that was unheard of, 20, 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Absolutely unheard of.
Right.
Some of the problems. So yep. It is something that we really need to start focusing on. If we don't eliminate these vaccinations, if we allow these things to continue, they're going to continue to, and chemtrailing us on top of that, and, taking away our food sources and vaccinating our food sources. They don't get us with the vaccinations, in our arm, but they vaccinate our meat and we eat that meat. So it is, it's epidemic, the things are causing, we should be like pitchforks and, torches marching on big pharma and, their minions and, the political system that are pushing this crap on us.
Yeah.
But we're not.
I would agree with that. It's worse. I don't know how to describe sort of what I'm thinking and feeling almost where like. So like in California, in the code, in the penal codes, in the civil codes, they say that there's something called lawful resistance. And I'm hearing you say that where, that you can lawfully resist a crime and you can rise that lawful resistance of against a crime to the level it takes to stop it. I know he knows what I'm talking about because it's like, hey, if you're going to meet like the threat of death with death. Michael calls it, you're going to go night-night or bye-bye. But that's, you know what I'm saying, Michael? Like, it's like yeah, to that yeah. point now. We
citizens arrest. We should be arresting these assholes.
Yes. And we should be
rounding them up and arresting them and having judicial systems that handle this criminality that's being foisted upon us. We're watching them criminally assault our representatives in Congress, and congressional leaders that are assaulting what could be the people that turn all this around for us, verbally assaulting them. It's, I think we're going to look back on this and we're gonna be like, how were people so dumb? How were people not, rising up and pushing back on this? Well, because we're very good people. We have big hearts and we believe that everybody is here to work together and la la land. No, these people love killing other people and seeing that death. They are horrific and they need to be treated that way. Stop thinking these people are equal to us. They are not. They are monsters.
Right. We could take some more moments of silence and just think about what you just said, because it's coming from, I never hear that from anybody else. It's got to come from Michael Jaco. It's got to, because nobody else is like, I don't know, has the balls enough to do it. But we have to get involved yesterday, because they're not going to freaking stop. So we're the ones that has to stop it. And I think we can, and citizen's arrest is huge. Go study it. It's like, wait a minute, I have that power. In this Hogan's Heroes process, as we write these letters, I'm going to teach you guys how to write a citizen's notice of citizen's arrest. Send it, and a copy goes to the sheriff, a copy goes to the guy you know just lied and tried to, all this kind of stuff. The sanctuary city mayor, for example. Notices of citizen's arrest. Hey, in order to avoid any physical confrontation with me, I just want to send you this. You have an opportunity to go turn yourself into the sheriff for this, 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 and this. And you name them specifically. I'm going to show you guys how to do that. Incredible power of the pen. And then maybe if that doesn't work, you invite your sheriff to meet you there. You're doing a citizen's arrest for a felony.
You have all the information. Maybe even you have lawyers that are like ready to go. if you're really good, you get the judges all lined up as well. So you get the lawyers, the judges. All right, let's start arresting them. And then we have to charge them. They can't do it. They're part of the system. So we, the people, have to trespass arrest them, right? Because they're coming into our space and they're trying to do criminal activity, and we're calling them on it, and they continue. So we trespass arrest them. You know, this is there's obviously other criminal codes that we can use, but I'm just using that as an example because I've done that many, many times when I was a security manager in casinos. I'm warning you that you need to leave. Otherwise I'll trespass arrest you. And they were like, you can't trespass arrest me. It's like, this is private property. And I'm a representative of this company, and you have been drinking and, you know, trying to fondle women, and they have complained, and I'm their complaint servant, and you need to leave or be arrested. And then I arrest them, and then, you know, it goes through court system, and then they get fined, and sometimes they'll resist, and I have to show up, and it's like, yep, here's a video. I told them to leave, and they didn't leave, and they're like, okay, right, Mr. So-and-so, you were fine, you know, and they probably stood a little, if it happened on a Friday, they spent the weekend in jail, because judges don't work on the weekend, and then on Monday, they get, you know, let out of jail, and they're super pissed, but maybe they didn't have time to really think about it. They're all egoic or something. like these criminals or these monsters that are coming after us, they think they have the right to do that because we've given them the right. We don't complain or resist. And then they get like real cocky about, you know, coming after us and getting, just like I talked about, they get judges on their side. They get, you know, medical on their side. They get all these people. They're like, yes, they need to be vaccinated when we don't. And it's criminal activity. So
when we've been sort of, we've been whining about it, or we've been praying about it, and we've been protesting it, or we have like a million people that march and say, you know, please stop being criminals. No, we have to take those million people. And the 40, 50, 60,000 that might be looking at this show and start turning us into Michael Jaco warriors. Like, warriors.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody that's, I guess, 18 or over. A child can, like, you know, point it out. A child that's being molested. Yeah. They're trying to convince them that they need to do, you know, become transgenderized or whatever and cut off their... you know, their sexual organs,
there you go.
So that's been basically, Trump has said that's criminal. So imagine someone that comes up to a child now that has been, you know, written into law, a law. Well, I guess if it's a Trump executive, it's a presidential executive order. I don't know if it's a law yet. I think it has to be voted on. But let's say for purposes of this show, that it's a law. They can no longer, come up to a child and say, hey, in the back of their mind, I'm going to make tens of thousands of dollars sexually transitioning you, and I don't care because I'm a monster. So, and the little child is like, okay.
I'm going to fondle you while you transition.
Yeah, exactly. And they're in California, which allows all this bullshit. So they're even saying, if you're in another state and your state says that it's illegal, come to California. We'll let it happen. Wow.
Yep. So that's where we step in, and we're going to stop this, and we're going to learn and do this process together and in community so we can support each other. And this is the core. This show is the core, staying connected to Michael and the truth. It's very exciting because, you know, this, I think about like my parents growing up as a kid, my parents' generation, and now us. And I'm like, wow, this is a first. This hour or this, your show, you know, it's like incredible. This has never happened in all of world's history, this opportunity. So let's be busy about God's work and about saying no to this super evil that we've allowed for so long.
Absolutely. And the Hogan's Heroes Lawfare Club launch, quick tour, join free. The link is in the description box. There's specials in there. We have specials all the time. Tell us about the free PH role.
Okay, so I want to touch on that. One of the things I've never heard anywhere talk about it, and it's a beautiful window into how we can look into our own health of our body, and that's checking our first morning urine pH. Now, we've heard about the health benefits of drinking urine, but we haven't heard much about checking our urines, just a simple test to check to see what the pH of the urine looks like. Now, the American Lab Association says that the average American today has a first morning urine pH of 5 or under. So let me take a second and explain. So when you're born, your entire body's fluids, heart, every part of your cell in your body is running at a pH of right around 7.4 pH. Beautiful Hawaiian ocean water pH. Matter of fact, Michael, in some of the Pacific wars where they didn't have blood, they just put ocean water in their IVs. And so we run alkaline by our nature, our design, but our function runs acid. And so our first morning urine pH is a reflection of what's happened in the body's function through the night as it repairs and tries to excrete the waste product from its function from the day before. So let's say you get up in the morning and you have a pH of 7.64, 6.8, 7.0. That's so nice. It means your body is functioning at alkaline. But if you, like the American Lab Association, have a pH of 5 or even 6 or under, but most people in my experience, Michael, it's like 4.5 to 5. And really sick people, sometimes you can't even read it. It's like 3, 4. So they're very acidic. And so what's the point of that is you get to look at the pH colors on the pH roll and go, wow, I'm a little more acidic than maybe I should be. And it gives you the opportunity to watch what's happening. And then you can start asking questions like, why is my pH, my urine pH, acid? Then we can start talking about what's going on in your health. Is there an infection? Is there a nutrient deficiency? Something like that. So it's very incredible opportunity for us to look at the inside of our ocean, our body's water system, and see what that looks like. Because I guarantee you, like Warburg suggested and everybody talks about, there's no cancer, there's no disease states in a pH of 7.4 where we should be. Now, if a baby was born at a pH 5.0, where most people that have cancer or disease state might be today, that child would be stillborn, would be dead. We have adjusted. Our bodies are so amazing. We've adjusted over years of trauma and infection and illness and malnutrition and stuff like that to where we're getting by at a pH of 5, not very well. And so the pH tape is a beautiful little cheap tool that we're going to give away with that order. It's $25-$30, and they're not even on the store yet. They'll be on the store soon, where everybody can measure their pH. But so you get one free, and all you do is you take off like maybe an inch or two, unwrap it all, and looks like this. And it's got a beautiful little colors of the pH scale on there. And so you take out a piece of tape, and when you wake up in the morning, in your first morning urine, you pass that tape through your urine, and it will change the color to represent, and you just put it onto the measuring scale on the container, and it'll show you what number it is. And you go, oh, so just write it down. If your pH is 5, go, oh, 5, that's kind of low. How come? And then you can start asking questions, and then you can start reaching out, or we'll have a little class on it, or, you know, we'll expand on that. But the pH tape is, it's a beautiful tool for you to get a look inside as to what might be going on. It gives you a good start, and it's dirt cheap. You don't have to go get 50 x-rays, 84 gallons of blood taken and all that stuff. You can do it at home. And go, okay, maybe there's a little issue here if I'm like the average. Yeah.
So what if you have if you're very acidic, what would you recommend to bring that acidic level down through the store?
Okay, so the first thing I would be, let's say it's just a nutrient deficiency. So that nutrient, the first thing I would grab would be Intuitive Oceans.
Yeah.
And the Intuitive Cardio NF, but the Intuitive Oceans, get started on the Intuitive Oceans because its pH is really high, 9.5-ish. And it's the pH of that beautiful Hawaiian ocean water without the salt. And so it has all of these minerals, which are high pH pushers. So you just start out with a little bit. I think the bottle's dosing is half teaspoon. Yeah, start with a half teaspoon. And maybe work your way up to a teaspoon, teaspoon and a half. Just feel it, depending how your bowel can handle it. So take that half teaspoon and maybe 12 to 14 ounces of water and just kind of, I'm a gulper, but, you know, it'll taste a little bit like you got hit by a wave at Bud's training camp. You get a little salt water in your mouth. But just get over it because it's a beautiful pH push and it will help rush magnesium to your heart, to your colon, to your brain, just rich in, they don't even know. Like they say, you know, like 92 or 4 minerals on the periodic table, and the oceans have space minerals in them too. So that's like amazing.
Very good.
And of course, the cardio NF goes into the bloodstream really quick, and it's a high pH push as well.
Good. Yeah, I've been taking that every morning. I have a little copper cup, and then I put my clean water, you know, it's been filtered. And then I put I like it. I like the NF, cardio NF. I think it tastes good. It's a different taste, but I like it. And I pour that in there and squish it and drink it with my Intuitive One.
Awesome. Yeah. I actually take like half my dose during the day in dropperfuls right under my tongue. I just let it.
Oh, do you? That's a great idea. Let it sit under their tongue because that's the best, other than injections, the best way to get into your system is hold it under the tongue for.
Very fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it tastes kind of crappy. Like straight on your tongue, but I don't care. I'm like so into, you know, great nourishment that I'm like, whatever. So
yeah.
For those hardcore guys like Michael and I, just, you know, try that, or even like put it in an ounce and let it just hold it in your mouth because it really is, it passes into the humors and right through the membranes, and the nutrients are in your bloodstream 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
Mm. Awesome. All right, Raphael. Good show. Lots of good insights and great products. Great product share. So appreciate it. Yeah, I used to do the pH, but I haven't done it in a while. So I gotta get some more. Just make sure that I'm good. But you're right. If you're acidic, you're opening yourself up to be cancerous. So you want to make sure you're. Yeah, staying tight on that the pH balance.
Now, we'd be hoping that your pH is just, it's off because you're a little malnourished, like Polarmins or really, really good nourishment. But we're hoping it would be something simple as that. It could be your digestion's off a little bit and stuff. Yep. It could be that simple stuff. But generally, now in America, because we see so much chronic health issues, then we're looking at maybe infection, fungus, candida, parasitic, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, you get a little free roll if you spend $250 in the store. So you're going to get a free roll. And like you said, eventually we'll have it so you can buy it in the store or go get your own roll. And I'm trying to, like, figure out what am I deficient in as far as, like, product that I need to stock up and get a free $25 roll. I like the free stuff, but definitely start doing that, guys. I think that's really important moving forward. Make sure your pH is good.
Hey, do you have an extra like 2 minutes for a quick story?
Yeah, go ahead.
So a couple of listeners came in. I got hands on in the clinic with them this week, and I love them. They're beautiful people. This guy is a Robert. Love you, and. Nice to meet you and your wife, your beautiful wife. So he could be you're in my brother. When we first met, we were like, hey, it's my brother from another mother. And so Robert kind of looks like us. He's just a little taller than me, but he doubles sometimes in the movies for Vin Diesel. So it gives you an idea what he looks like, right? Or so anyway. So he had already bought in the family pack of EMF harmonizers. Based on really, I mean, if to be honest, it's about faith in Michael and trusting what I say and our test. And so I'm like, you're going to be blown away. We're going to take it off your phone and you get to hand test it with us. So we peeled it off his phone, put it in the other room, and then he pressed his phone up to his brain and he was like completely blown away. He goes, you have to be kidding me. This can't even be real. So he went from coherent, and you know what that is in the test. It's very strong in the muscle test, to like a jellyfish weakness with that cell phone against his brain without the EMF harmonizer. And he was like, this is unbelievable. Tell Michael this is incredible. So I said, I'm going to do it on the show. And so that was a lot of fun. I always it's a lot of fun to show people. They get to feel it and they go, wow, that's for real. So thanks for that. Let me share that.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, I'm always amazed by that. When we do we've done the test, how accurate it is.
And maybe I could detail this a little bit more too next week. So we had a chance to take the LifeWay patches and put it on his C7 major bone metabolism point where we generally wear the X39 and show him that it brought his entire spine coherent. Now, this is really beautiful because most people don't run in coherence, you guys. We have to take a lot of nutrition. We have to do some different therapies. We have to do vaccine removals and stuff like that. So instantaneously, when we patch up with X39, X49, his entire spine all the way down to his prostate came coherent. And wow. So we're talking about exploding wow because we're So we're not running around now taking, you know, $500 worth of supplements, even though we should, but so we're, when we stick the patches on, when we go X39, X49, the coherence of the center of the body meridian system comes coherent, you guys. This is beautiful. And I wish everybody could just feel this with me because it's fantastic. So wow. Thanks for letting That's me incredible. Share that too. So Robert got to see that.
We just did a show Monday where Denise came on with the new baby and the mommy. And she was talking about how they could get pregnant and the dad was wearing the patches. And they'd been all these birth centers to try and get pregnant. And dad was wearing patches, working out and all kinds of crazy stuff. And then they got pregnant. And so she's wearing the patches. I would say that's probably one of the most perfect babies I've ever seen. Absolutely gorgeous baby.
So beautiful.
Yeah. And then she was having problems with birth and everybody's like, okay, we're going to put the energy patch on. And she's like, wait. So everybody else has the energy patches on. They don't even put it on her. And then they come in and lay hands on her and she went, boop, baby comes out. And she'd been having trouble getting it out. So yeah, incredible stories with the patches. Yeah. Very, very cool.
I'm just going to drag this out another minute because this is like near to my heart, you guys, because Denise knows because I'm one of the guys, I don't feel nothing. So, you know, I'm like, I quit. But because I get to this, I have this advantage where I get to see into the biophotonic dimension. And this thing, this dimension in us, this light dimension never lies. It does not lie. It's not possible. I have great joy and great sorrow by being able to test people. And so one of the beautiful things about the life wave is, you know, it's, and I use it like crazy and I recommend it because when I test, it's always donating coherence. It's always doing something in the biophotonic energy field. And that's the beauty of it because in my dimension with nutrition, with toxic removals and things like that, when I live on this model, Michael, because the quantum physicist, I want to say Penrose, but this has been about 15 years ago, that they said when coherence, this is the biophoton, when coherence is restored in the body, the capacity to heal becomes unlimited. So I love you guys, and I'll leave you with that thought.
That's great. When
coherence is restored, healing becomes, the potential for healing becomes limitless. So I love you guys.
All right. Love to love everybody, and we'll see you guys next time.
Awesome.